Good Friday with your WTNW News Update. I'm Logan Carmichael. News 12 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Kaur says hot and humid today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms, 91 to 93. We'll get the full forecast and a look at your Father's Day weekend coming up in just a bit. It was noticeably quieter in the Sequatchie Valley yesterday. Absent were the sound of ringing cell phones and text message alerts as local Verizon Wireless customers were without service for much of the day. Those affected say the outage happened somewhere around 9 a.m. yesterday morning, affecting Verizon customers anywhere from the Whitwell area to the north and Scottsboro, Alabama to the south for a majority of the day. Service seemed to finally be restored around 6 p.m. yesterday. Verizon acknowledged that a connectivity issue had disrupted Verizon wireless service for many in the Chattanooga market. However, areas in downtown Chattanooga and to our east seemed largely unaffected by the outage. It's still unclear what caused the outage or how many people were actually affected. In a statement, Verizon spokeswoman Karen Schultz said the company's engineers were aware of the issue and were working with partners to resolve the problem. Her full statement may imply that the source of the problem could be one of Verizon's vendors. Schultz is head of public relations for the Carolinas and Tennessee. Grundy County is leading the way in protecting domestic violence victims using a tracking device. The sheriff's office is able to alert victims when an offender is close in hopes of warding off another attack. It's new technology being used across the state, but the company behind it says Grundy County's aggressive approach should serve as a model to other law enforcement agencies. In the past 6 months, there have been about 40 reported cases of domestic violence in Grundy County. The sheriff's office is hoping the new technology will help keep these victims safe by using the new GPS monitoring devices for anyone arrested for domestic violence and released on bond. With the new technology, the offender will wear an ankle bracelet and the victim will carry a GPS key fob. If the offender gets too close to the victim, an alert is sent out immediately. Scott Cranmore, vice president of Tennessee Recovery and Monitoring, says that the information is immediately reported to the sheriff's department and the victim is notified automatically via text message. Right now, there are about a dozen monitoring devices being used throughout the county. The GPS device costs around $13 a day to operate, and it's up to the offender to pay the bill. Grundy County started using the new technology on April 1st, and Sheriff Shrum says it's working. The number of inmates in the jail is the lowest it's been since September of last year. It's up to a judge to determine how long the monitoring device stays on a offender, typically between 60 and 90 days or until the next court appearance. The equipment comes from Tennessee Recovery and Monitoring in Cleveland through a contract with Grundy County. Grundy County also uses transdermal ankle monitoring devices, requiring a person to wear one if he or she is charged with a second DUI. Are you ready? It's almost football time again, and the SEC has released game times for the first week of college football, which officially begins on Thursday, September 3rd this year with the Belk College kickoff game, North Carolina versus South Carolina, set for a 6 p.m. kickoff on ESPN, followed by Western Kentucky at Vanderbilt on the SEC Network at 8 p.m. The first official Saturday game day of the season follows on September 5th. We see Georgia getting things started at noon as the Bulldogs host Louisiana Monroe on the SEC Network. Tennessee Volunteers, under the direction of Coach Butch Jones, returns to action, teeing it up at 4 p.m. as the Vols take on Bowling Green at LP Field in Nashville to open up their season. That game also on the SEC Network. Florida Gators host New Mexico State in the Swamp, also on the SEC Network, following Tennessee at 7:30 p.m. The Crimson Tide of Alabama take on Wisconsin at 8 p.m. on ABC. Of course, we'll have more on the upcoming season soon. And, of course, stay with us, too, for our exclusive coverage of SEC sports with the show Coach to Coach, hosted by Larry Stone and former Tennessee coach Philip Fulmer, returning again this season here on WTNW. I'm Logan Carmichael, WTNW News.